Kay loosened her grip on the door as her colleague swung the car to a stop behind one of the patrol vehicles. She climbed from the car and introduced herself to the two uniformed officers who were standing next to a couple in their late 40s, a look of horror on their faces. The elder of the two uniformed officers stepped forward.
"I'm Sergeant Davis. We were first responders."
She introduced herself and then led the way across the concrete apron of the building until they were away from the couple before she spoke. "I understand they found their daughter here," he nodded.
"She was kidnapped while they were on holiday," he said. "They paid the ransom money about an hour ago and were told to come here to get their daughter. They found her body in the old testing laboratory, down a drain."
Kay's eyes fell to the silver car. "And you called the pathologist?"
"Yes, he arrived 10 minutes before you."
Davis jerked his thumb over his shoulder.
"He's in there now."
"Nothing you could do to save her?" His eyes clouded and he shook his head.
"It's pretty bad. Girl's hanging down the drain by her neck."
He frowned.
"It's hard to ascertain from the parents what they might have touched. They definitely removed the drain cover to try to reach the girl. We haven't touched anything in there, and the scene's been preserved. We got fingerprints off the parents to eliminate those for forensics."
"Good work, thank you." Kay turned to the other detective who had wandered over. "Right, Ian," she said. "You speak to the husband. I'll have a word with the wife."
"Okay,"
Barnes nodded, and made his way over to the couple. Kay waited a moment and then joined him, making a beeline for the woman.
"Yvonne Richards?"
The woman nodded.
"I'm Detective Sergeant Kay Hunter. I'm very sorry to hear about your daughter, but I need to ask you some questions."
The woman looked to her husband, who was already conversing with Barnes. He glanced up, nodded, and turned back to the other detective. A tear rolled down her cheek, yet she seemed oblivious, and it was all Kay could do not to wipe it away. Instead, she turned the page of her notebook and pressed on, keeping her voice calm.
"Yvonne, when Tony made the 999 call, he said Melanie had been taken 5 days ago. Why didn't you call the police then?"
The woman choked back a sob and clasped her hands together.
"We didn't know she was gone. We've been in Europe. We only got back on Friday, and that's when he phoned. He said he'd kill her if we called the police. He said he'd rape her first and make us listen."
She broke off and her hands fluttered to her mouth.
"I snatched the phone away from Tony and begged the man to let her go, but he said we weren't listening. Then he made her scream."
Kay glanced across to where Barnes was talking to Tony Richards. She frowned and saw that he had his hand on Tony's arm and seemed to be steadying him.
"I'm sorry," said Kay, directing her gaze back to Yvonne. "I have to ask these questions."
The woman flapped a hand.
"I know, I know. Oh, God."
She sniffed loudly, took the paper tissue Kay handed to her, and blew her nose. Kay took a moment, and then continued.
"Have you any idea why Melanie was taken?"
Yvonne shook her head.
"We're not rich," she managed. "Despite what it might look like to some, Tony doesn't work. My business is doing well, so he stays home."
She gulped.
"It's nice for Mel to have someone there when she gets home from school in the afternoons."
"What did the kidnapper say he wanted?"
£20,000,